Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin Daf Nun Dalet. Picking up on the top of the page, four lines down towards the end of the line. Yosef Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Maris HaKemidu Rav Nachman V'Yosef HaKomei said the following. Drusa She'amu Tzricha B'dika Keneged B'nei Mayim. The claw thing that we're talking about, the Chum said, need to be checked around the B'nei Mayim, the intestines. You got to check for poison. Amar Leir of Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Ho Elokim Amori Ba Rav Mikapa V'at Atma. By God, Rav would always pass in such a case that it's even more has to be checked from the spoon to the thigh. You need a much greater amount of checking. My kappa, what does it mean, the spoon? Ile ma kappa dida. If you say that it means the spoon of the foreleg, okay, known as the shoulder blade, that he's saying that the emma's got to be checked from the shoulder to the thigh, then what are you adding? That's where the b'nei mayim are. That's where the intestines are. So you didn't really say anything over there. Elami kapat democha ad atma. What it means is a spoon of the brain, aka the skull, to the thigh. And that's going to be more of an area that has to be checked. Kisalik rawawav chia bar Yosef. When Rav Chia Yosef went from both of them, ask chinu le Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish to Yosef v'kamri. He found them sitting and saying, Jerusalem Sharma Tsuka Badika Kenegar Bima Ayam, this Jerusalem needs to be checked from Bima Ayam. Amar Luhu, he says to them, Hello Kim, Mori Bar of Rav, Mikapa Vad Atma. Amar Le Rishlakish, Manu Rav, Umanu Rav, Velo Yadanale. So he says, who is this Rav? Who is this Rav? Everybody's quoting him. I don't know who this person is. Rashi says, Mihu. Me was at Rav, Shaomer Lefaneinu Kol Shav. They're always mentioning him. We don't even know who he is because he lives in, even though he originally from Eretz Yisrael, Reish Lakish from Yochanan, we're in Eretz Yisrael, and Rav was in Bavel. Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan then said to Reish Lakish, V'loni hira lei la'osa talmud shishimish as Rabbi Rabba v'Rabbi Chia. Like, you don't remember the one who learned in front of Rabbi the Great and Rabbi Chia? That was Rav. Rashi says, "Ein ata zocher mihu." You don't remember? V'lo isi kodam shalach lebo before he went. So you mishamish as a nasi. He was mishamish here. V'lo kim kol osan shanim shashimash osa talmud b'yeshiva ani shamati b'amida. And I swear that all the years which the students studied before the master was sitting, I studied before them while standing. Rashi explains because those who are in a higher level would sit. Who haya yoshev ani omed shahaya chashav b'meni is on a higher level than me. Uman Rav was even bigger. Uman gaver who gaver b'kula and what was he great? He was greater in everything. He was holding. Rashi says, what do you mean everything? B'tor uvechasidus miyad pasach rishalkes omer. Okay, when he heard that, he got it. He said, b'ram zacher osa ish latov. Oh yeah, I remember him in a good way. Sharmu shmua mipiv that they said something in his name, Shmuta Ushkuta Kshera. The thing that he has said is that if after you shucked the animal, the trachea was found out to be removed, right? It was Shmuta, it was dislodged from its with the place of the jaw, and let's say Ushkuta, and it was and severed by the Shkita, and it's not clear whether it happened before the Shkita or afterwards. He says, Kshera, it's a kosher animal. It's impossible for a dislodged trachea to become severed by the Shkita. Since the Shkita severed the trachea, it must be that it was attached at the time of the Shechita and only attached afterwards. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Yavi V'yakif. Rabbi Yochanan said, you can't assume it's kosher, but bring a knife and sever the trachea again in another place and then compare the two cuts over there. Then there's going to be good. Omer of Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Lo shenu elo shelo tafas b'simanim. They didn't teach this heter except when the shochet didn't grab the pipes when doing the shechita, v'altafas b'simanim v'shachatef shel shmuta sh'tesan shchuta. When he grabbed the pipes and then he shechted the animal, it's indeed possible for the dislodged trachea to become severed by the shechita. Okay, the last part of the Mishnah, zeh aklal. The end of the Mishnah was saying this is called kol she'en kamo chayu treifa. Any shechita, shechted animal that has an issue, because according to this, that a living animal wouldn't wouldn't have survived, is considered a trefa. Lasuimah, what is coming to include? Lasuim, Shav Shmaitza. It's coming to include the seven teachings, seven types of trefa that are not mentioned in the many Mishnah or Baisa, but the Meroyim taught them they had from tradition. This brings it back. We saw this back on enough. Mem Beis went through the seven cases. Devera Yosef Rishba Machu Begida Nashia Vekatle. The hunters, Yosef, the hunter's household, they used to hit an animal on the sciatic nerve and cause it to die like that. Rashi says that is that they did it either with arrows or with a stick, and it would die because of that. Asu l'kamid Rav Yehuda b'Maseret, they came from Rav Yehuda b'Maseret to check whether this an animal that had such a thing is considered like a treifa. Rashi says lishol lishol lo al kach shem laksa begid anasha shalotei treifa achishanu rom shuimesa b'makazu. We find it does die from such a thing. Amelu said that in bechila husif al treifas yesh, is it possible to add to the treifas that we have? En lecha elamasha manu chacham, we only have what the chacham told us. Rashi l'kamei paracha chazina d'mesa, we say that it actually dies. What do you mean? Anyway, devera papa bar abba rishba machu bekulia v'katli, they would go ahead and they would hit the animal in the kidney and it would die. Also, coming to Rav came from Rav to see if this is considered a treifa. And he says, "V'chila hosif ala treifa siyesh ein lecha al mashesh manu chacham." That's all we have. V'haka chazina de kamesa. What do you mean? But we see that the animal actually dies after these things. So how are you going to say we can't add it to the treifas? Gemiri de'i badre la samachaya. No, we have a tradition that if certain medicines would spread on the wound, then the animal would actually live. So therefore, it's not necessarily going to be fatal. It's not considered one of the treifas. Zuck the next halacha mishnah. Ve'elu ksheiros b'behema. These things are going to be kosher with the behemoth, meaning even if they go through some sort of experience, they have an injury, it's still kosher. Nikva hagargaris ol shenistika. Let's say the trachea got a puncture or it's split down the length, the animal is going to be kosher, right? Without the area of an isser was removed, like we're going to see. A split down the length of the trachea doesn't make it a trefa as long as the very top and very bottom are still intact. Only a split runs down the greater part of the trachea is going to consider it a trefa. Ad kama techsar, how much of it can be missing? It's still going to be that it's going to be kosher. Rabbi Shimon Gamli Alomer, ad ki isser haitalki, until the size of an isser haitalki. Topic coin. Nifchas al gulgolas velo nikev krum shalmoch. Let's say the skull was diminished, but the membrane wasn't punctured. Rashi says, etzem nifchas, the bone itself, a roin anu elu nikev krum. Viroin anu shalom nikav krum. You can see that the member was not punctured. Nikav alei v'lo lebesach halalo. If the heart was punctured but not into the cavity, nishba shidro v'lo nifzak achut shalav. The spinal column was broken but the cord wasn't severed. Nitla kavit shenishtari amen a kezayis. If the liver was removed but a piece the size of a kezayis is still left there. Hemseis besa kosel shenikfu zel letoch zel. Let's say the different parts of the stomachs were punctured. One into the other, but not to the outside. She says a smuchen name, but dofnin, they're next to each other in their walls. So shnei amadukim zelaz and attach to each other. In the middle of them, there's nekuvim zelazah. V'imchaz v'nikvo b'makom adikas dofnosayan. In a neck of near luchutz, can't see it outside. Elazel tozek sheira dahay le'adadi na mishavchi. It's going to be kosher. Nita al-tchul, the spleen was removed. Nitla kloyos, so let's say the kidneys removed. Nita lechi atachton, the lower jaw was removed. It says me'ala baser v'simanim mechubarim b'baser. The lower jaw was removed from the flesh. It was attached to it in a way that the trachea and the esophagus are still connected to the flesh. Okay, that's where we spoke about this a little bit earlier. Also, let's say nitla ha'em shala, if the uterus was removed, right? Rashi says this is the madritz shal nekeva shavad murechpa. That's lazi Rashi is the rechem. Right, so the rechem was removed. The charusa bidei shamayim, or let's say an animal was had a shriveled lung. And it was caused by the shamayim. All these things are going to remain kosher. Rashi says mafarsh gemara. Sub korea shala bidei shamayim kigon she nivasa got scared mikol re'aim ubrakim from thunder or something like that. Charusa kosher kecharios dekel. It's hard like the like a dekel. Like a. How do I say this? Anyway, the parts of the palm tree. Begorim first, but no yodia im bidei shalayim bidei adam. We're going to figure out how you know it's coming from. Hagluda, a flayed animal. Rashi shenitel ora. You took off the skin of it. Omachmas shchin, or had some sort of disease. Omachmas amalacha, or work. Lo nishtar klin, nothing zer. Begorim first, kami yishar min ha'or. We take sure how much has to be left over and still good. Remeir, machshav champosam. When it comes to the gluda, remeir, machshav it. And the chamim, they assert it. Okay. Says it like a Gemara. Yetmar, it was stated. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Elu Trefos Dafka. It starts off by saying Elu Trefos, right? In the beginning of the Perek, the first Mishnah says Elu, very strictly, meaning to exclude a certain type of injured animal. A Tana says to be kosher, not a Trefa. Our Mishnah here doesn't use these loosely. I'm sorry, it does use the expression eel, but loosely. It doesn't mean to exclude another type of injured animal from being kosher. So just trying to parallel the type of mishnah. No, it means dafka. So one says it means it's examples. One says no, it means dafka. But commifically, what are they arguing over? But they're of masta. Tomer of masta. Hai buka da'atma v'zashaf meduchtei treifa. The ball of the thigh bone popped out of its place of the socket. The animal is called a treifa. Now we're explaining how Rav Masna's din is actually a machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan is saying he's arguing Rav Masna's din, holds the animal to this last level and is kosher. Rav Yochanan Amar, Elu Trefos Dafka, and Mizizo Trefos Dafka, Tana Trefos, that the Tana first taught his list of Trefos, Vitana Zea Klau. And then he taught, this is the rule to include the remaining Trefos that he didn't list. Okay, this is Rav Yochanan. Beep, turn the page. Nun dalam beis. V'chazil de Rav Masna da asib b'zeh klal. But the Tana that saw the case of Masna of the dislodged thigh bone, which the Tana holds to be kosher, might also be learned out from zeh klal as another treifa, since one can explain that rule broadly. My time at the Damya Linatule, what's the reason that the dislodged thigh bone might be learned out from the general rule? Because it's similar to the treifa when it says the organ, the removed organs, that is mentioned in the Mishnah, right? The animal's liver was removed. So Tana Elu Trefas, the Tana saw, these are Trefas, using the expression these to show excluding Ha Hani Hu the Trefa, only these organs are going to be, that are removed, are going to be Trefa. Hadar of Masik Sher, but the Kisar of Masna is going to be Kasher. Right, the thigh bone issue is not an issue. Rav Shimon Lager Shomer, it looks here, it's Dafka, it means Dafka. Tana Trefos, it said, first, the Tana first taught the list of the Trefos. Vatana Zekal taught the general rule to include the remaining Trefos that he didn't list. Vechazed the Rav Masna, the low Asya b'Zekal. But then the Tana saw that the case of Masna, the dislodged thigh bone, which the Tana says is Trefa, might not be learned out from Zekal, like another Trefa, since one can learn out too narrowly. My time, what's the reason that one might not learn out the dislodged thigh bone from the Zeklau, lav the nekuve daimer v'lo lepsuke daimer, because it's not similar to the punctured organ that's mentioned in the Mishnah, it's not similar to the severed one that's mentioned there. Lunatule nami lo daimer, also the removed organs it's not similar to. So one would think that the animal with the dislodged thigh bone is kosher, so you shouldn't have that thought. Tana elu ksheros, these are kosher, and elu is coming to include, these, the removed organs, one of the the ones from which the spleen or the kidneys have been removed are the ones that are kosher. Had the Rav Masna trade for the kisher of Masna of the removed thigh bone is not going to be kosher. Boom. Gufa. We go into Rav Masna himself now. Amar Rav Masna. Hai buka da'atma d'shaf minduchte treifa. If the ball of the thigh bone popped out of its place in the socket, it's going to be a treifa. Rav Amar k'sheva, so it's kosher. V'yivsik nive treifa. But if its ligament was severed, the animal is treifa. There's the small ligament that connects the thigh bone to the inside of the hip socket. Wow, wow, wee, wow. We don't want any problems with that. Okay. V'hilchasa ifsik Nami Kshera. The halacha is, even if the ligament was severed, it's going to be kosher. Ad de misakla isakula, until its ligament was decayed, then the animal is going to be a treifa, if there's like a decay of it. Ad kamatechse, how much can the treifa be missing? The animal still be kosher. If Shimon Gamil said, the size of an iser, a talki. Amr ze'iri, atun delo mischame lechon shira. You have never seen the measure. You know, this is a talki shirei b'dinari kudina. It's a measure of a Kurdian dinar, which you're familiar with. V'havi k'pshita dutarta. It's like the size of a small pshita coin. That's another denomination that was used. U'mishtakcha b'nei pshita d'pumpedise. And it's found with these coins that are in Pumpedisa. Amar of Chana. So Rav Chana, who was the money changer, I says, Hayel. Shulchani haya, v'ayu lefan of matbeos harbi, had all different types of coins in front of him. Eila minai havakai bar nafcha. I once looked from my money table and I saw bar nafcha of Yochanan. That's the bar nafcha is the one, the son of the smith. This Rav Yochanan. He was standing over me. And uba minai dinar kur dinar l'shari bei trefta. He was asking for accordion dinar in order to go and measure pasul trefa. Uba lemeka mekame, and I wanted to get up in front of him, which I have to do in front of a talmud chacham v'lo shafkani, but he didn't let me do it. Amar li, shave and he shave. Sit down. Ein bali umnius or shayin lamud mepni tamil chacham and b'shoshes kumalachtam. Those are involved with their work. You're not allowed to get up in the middle of your work for tamil chacham. Rashi points out because you're working for somebody else, you can't get up at their expense. In fact, we're really velo. You're not allowed to get up for hotinan and bikurim. Kol bali umnius umda umdim mepneim b'shalom b'shlamum. People are coming to bring bikurim. All the tradespeople would get up in front of them and they would go to them and they'd welcome them. Rashi says, I'm a via bikurim, kol b'mesachas bikurim. They say, ah, our brother is from this certain place. Welcome. We want them to keep coming, bringing their bikurim, doing the right things. Therefore, you're allowed to do it for them, but you're not allowed to stand up for Tamil Chachamim. You're not allowed to do it. Amar Rav Yosi bar Avin, come and see how beloved is a mitzvah in its proper time. Because you stand up for them, you don't stand up for Tamil Chachamim. Unbelievable. What do you mean? How you going to learn out from this concept? Dilma kedeshalote nimsa machshilin hasalavo. It's not because it's so beautiful they're doing in their time. It's just we don't have to be michshal and not to do the right mitzvah. If the Bikurim people are not warmed greatly with the honor, maybe they're going to not make this big trip over here. We want to make sure they make this trip. Therefore, we do it, you know, so that they make sure they can do it. We don't have a raya that it's just coming to say like, wow, because how beautiful a mitzvah is in this time. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.